know what that looks like in the jar? Huh. Looks like soap.
It's not. I promise you it's
Your
not soap.
Your mom didn't freeze dry soap, did
no,
she?
No, but I wouldn't put it past her. Welcome back to Tramp Ghost Mallarinas.
Hello.
Tramp Ghost Mallarinas. Are you not? Whoopsies. Try that again. It's a book episode.
Book episode.
The real ones.
The real. Medea.
The reason we're here.
Yes.
The sole reason we don't have any. No.
We don't have any listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. I would it be too much to ask you to like look up to see any new countries?
Sure.
From.
That wouldn't be too much, Mariah. Oh, wait. Hang on. I got to relog in, though. It might be too much. Hang on. Because I got
As
a new phone.
As a matter of fact, it is too much.
I got a
I
new
mean,
phone.
I'm just curious if there's anything, any new countries.
Well, let's just, I literally have not looked at it since I think we.
And in Harry Potter?
Yeah, I get like things like, but I don't think I've.
You said you got a new phone?
Yeah. You know this. Because my phone went in charge. It kept saying there's water in it.
Oh, yes, yes,
and
yes,
I was
yes.
Like, the f***?
Yes. We just had this conversation last
right,
week.
Right, exactly.
Sorry.
Is there two L's in you ballerina? Know, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a long weekend.
It was long. It was a very long, long
Feels
week.
Short to me. Because I worked 6 days out of
that.
Seven. I was 6 days in a row last week.
Oops. I'm just hoping our password is still but we'll see.
I'm really glad you shared that.
I'll bleep it. And it also, it's not, so.
Oh, no!
How is it not? Sorry,
I got it. No, it's for my, not for, just for the, where I post the episodes. You guys aren't ever on there, so.
No.
It's,
well, right.
Yeah, it's not. No, but we've had one listen today.
Oh,
but we actually haven't dropped off because so when we were still recording, like when we were doing Harry Potter, we were about seven episodes a day or seven listens a day.
Yeah,
we're at six listens a day now.
Oh,
We are not down or up on our listens, so we're pretty
flat, steady.
Pretty steady.
Where did the person listen today?
Let's find out.
What episode?
I don't know.
Because I talked to the girl that drew my blood out of my forearm today.
Like, you talked about the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
I talked about it to the girl in Barnes & Noble, too.
Yeah, that's who I thought maybe would listen.
It's loading.
She was just so excited about books. Like, I want to, like, you're who I want to work with.
Yeah.
When I go work there, when I retire from my other job.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'll work at the coffee shop and you can work the books.
Sweet.
It's not wanting to load. I'll keep trying as the episode. It's not wanting to load where it's at. Oh, the last 7 days were actually up 40%. Just kidding.
Nice. Yeah. Well, thank you, whoever's listening.
Behavior. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not wanting to load the countries, but I'll keep trying as the episode goes on. If it pops up, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool beans.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a book one.
And what book did we read?
We read The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham.
And I have a treat for us before we start.
Yeah.
And Ellen has a treat.
Let's dive in.
Before we start, because I...
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what these necessarily are first. I just want you to try them.
Okay.
These are one of my favorite things that my mom gives me. Pass it along.
Is there something in the color?
Yeah, I think you'll like this better.
Okay.
Which one do you want?
It doesn't matter.
Well,
they're both the same flavor.
Whatever one you've mishandled.
So this is a freeze-dried goodie.
Yeah.
Oh, it smells so good.
I think I know what it is. Is it a Laffy Taffy?
Nope.
Oh.
It's not candy. Really? Mmm.
The flavor is not bad.
What are your guesses?
Mm. I know what this is. I just can't think of the name.
It's not a candy?
Mm-mm. There's no candy here. This is a healthy snack.
Well, then it's a...
Hang on.
I don't know.
Mm. You don't have to eat it if you don't like
healthy
it.
Healthy snack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it? I can't guess it.
Yogurt.
Oh!
That's the flavor.
Yoplait.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry.
That's the texture
hell?
I'm getting in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell did she do that?
I imagine she scooped some dollops and...
On a tray and
on
stuck
a tray
it in.
And stuck in the thing. I have no idea. Okay, you don't have to eat it if you don't like it. I'm almost done.
Wait, is that peach?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have one?
Mm-hmm.
These are good.
I know, right? Like, I'm not a big yogurt person.
I eat yogurt like this.
Oh, but I'll eat this. Oh, yeah. Actually, I haven't tried the peach yet. These will last for 30 years. Mmm. This is lighter.
Yeah. Ooh,
texture on this one better.
It coats the top of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. It's in my teeth. That's the one bad thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
They also look like sand dollars.
Kind of, yeah. I just put the whole thing in my mouth and that was like a stick. And some water.
Don't make her choke. Do you want to pause?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so The Wind in the Willows.
So you didn't like it?
It wasn't my favorite. And not the taste.
Texture of it?
The texture of it until it melted, because it like coated the top of my mouth.
Yeah. It's stuck in my tooth right now.
Mm. It'll just melt away.
Mm. I like them. These are good.
I like them too. Like, if I'm, like, again, I'm not a big yogurt person. Those, I thought they were pretty damn good. For being yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's just pretty wild. I'll take a picture. I'll post it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Are we all good?
I need water.
Mm-hmm. So The Wind in the Willows.
The Wind in the Willows.
What do we got on this guy?
Hang on. I'm going to scroll back to my... Do you have stuff on him? Because I have stuff on him.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Wind in the Willows, written by Kenneth Grab.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You should read a book.
I don't think so. Born March 8th, 1859. Died July 6th, 1932. He was 73. That's the one I had the age in.
Yep.
Okay. His spouse, fun fact, his spouse's name was Elspeth.
I'm sorry, what?
Elspeth.
Spell it?
Beth.
Is that how they said it?
E-L-S-P-E-T-H.
So instead of like Elizabeth, it's Lizbeth.
E-L-S.
Elspeth.
Elspeth.
Elspeth. I don't know. I don't know how you say that, but
interesting.
How would you say it?
I would say it more like Lizbeth.
Interesting. Either way, his child's name was Alistair.
Alistair.
Alistair Graham.
It's a great name.
Mm-hmm. It is. I actually don't mind that name. He was born in Scotland. His mother died when he was 5, and he was brought up by his grandmother, Granny Ingalls, in the village of Cookham. And his father was the sheriff who had a drinking problem.
Mm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then I have some stuff on the book.
Okay.
Wind in the Willows was a novel based on bedtime stories Graham told his son, Alistair. It has been adapted numerous times for both stage and screen. The Wind in the Willows received negative reviews upon its initial release, but it has since become a classic of British literature. And then I have a link. I don't know what to. Oh, I think of the pop culture of, 1908, because that's when the book was written.
Yeah, what was going on there?
There was an earthquake. There was one. Oh, Chicago Cubs won the World Series, and I think that's the last time they've... That was 1908.
With Babe Ruth?
Oh, maybe. And then there's just a bunch of... Henry Ford develops the first Model T automobile, which sells for $850. That's it.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, there's more, but it's all like, not fun. Mm.
Did you have anything?
I don't know that I had anything more on him or on that part of it. It was an anthropomorphic book.
Mm-hmm.
And that means?
Means assigning human feelings or thoughts to animals, which is my favorite type of book, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Model T would be sold for $28,000 today. That's what $850 was worth in 1908.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. So like a Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a Corolla.
Yeah.
So know that $850 back then felt like...
Was 30 grand now.
30 grand now.
Yeah. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just
okay.
The money.
Well, what did we think?
I hated it. I hated almost every second of it.
Yeah.
I struggled.
The only part I liked was with Toad. And I felt like he wasn't in it enough. Like, the first two chapters, I re-listened to three times. Couldn't tell you not one thing that happened. No clue. Like, then Toad came on, and he's stealing a car, and I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. And then it's like, back to the badger and the stupid water rat and their boring life.
Saving Toad's ass.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's neither here nor there.
This might be a book where you just gotta let us know what actually happened.
Yeah, what the fuck is this book supposed to be about? Is it, does it have a deeper meaning? Or is it one like Alice in Wonderland where it's more just silly fun?
No, what I found on this one is that it was... The messages is that the friends get you through it all. Mm-hmm. More so, you know, and your friends... What I got out of it, and...
You can take it.
That's no, phone call. It's from the clinic.
You can answer.
Which is weird.
Answer,
no.
Answer.
Nope. Go to voicemail. You know, you know how people used to look at Winnie the Pooh with all the different mental health.
Yeah, mental illnesses.
But I think that, you know, you can certainly look at the four main characters, Toad, Mole, Rat, and Badger.
Mm-hmm.
In personality traits. It's kind of how I looked at it.
Okay. Like, did you have...
Yeah.
This was this, this was
kinda,
this.
Kinda. I mean, like, Toad was definitely a narcissist.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just didn't care the ramification. It was his world, and...
Yep. That's it.
And selfish. That was it. Yep. He was selfish and prideful and all those things. And, you know, Badger, one of the things that stuck out for me was... When Mole went into the woods,
mm-hmm.
and then Rat had to come find them, and he cut he cut his leg, and he found on his
found
boot
the,
scrape, his boot scrape at his door, found Badger's home.
Yep.
But then there was these other little kids that had gotten lost in the big woods, and he just brought them in and fed them, and then like on your way.
The Badger. So who had the house again that fed the little kids?
Badger.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Badger made me think of Andy in a way.
Yep. He's like, very much so same. He's like, okay, I've had enough. You know, he didn't really need a lot of social. And he,
but people show up and he's like, all right, here's some food. You know.
But I'm going to go take a nap.
All right, see you later.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's, I had that too. So.
Yeah.
I didn't hate this book. I thought it was sweet and not anything. I mean, no, there was no big
climax or
twist or anything like that.
If you could kind of describe this book, mostly for me but also for the listeners,
mm-hmm.
like the plot of the book, how would you explain kind of what happens in this book?
Well, I think they, you know, Mole left his home because he was feeling the call of the wild, basically. He thought there was a bigger world out there, and why would he, you know, he's spring cleaning and there's more out there. So he goes out and he does find more, you know, he finds the boats,
the water
and
rat.
And rat and experiences that life. But when they're going back to, when they're coming from, I think the big woods to back to Rat's, and there, he could smell his home and they go there and he's ashamed by it. Because it's so much more, humble than maybe he thinks that Rat's houses. And then the thing that struck out the most is that both Rat and Toad had big, huge, not Toad, Rat and Mole had these big, huge emotional meltdowns that they had shoved down and not told their friend. They're just going to forge on. They're like, I got to keep up, or I got to do this, I got to do that. And then they're like, finally they had a big meltdown and the other person's like, I'm so sorry, I didn't
see this.
I didn't recognize that. What a bad friend I am. Not Toad, he never recognized anything.
No.
He didn't care about nothing.
He didn't feel sorry.
He never felt any remorse. He never felt anything. But, and Badger didn't, we never got to know that side of Badger.
Right.
Badger was solid as a rock, right? Mm-hmm. So,
Badger was also older than everyone.
Felt like because he knew everybody's.
He knew Toad's
dad.
Dad.
He knew everybody's dad, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just kind of, I don't know that it's a story about anything except for their...
these adventures that they go on and how some of them mess up, And they just the other ones friends. Got, they stay friends. Some of them talk to him like, you're being an ass.
Yep.
Which I can't believe that word was in there.
It was in there a lot.
It was in there a lot.
Because it's not the worst thing in the world.
No, but I mean, like, for children's
published in
storytelling, I'm like, sorry. If I heard my parents say ass,
I know, but that's,
I would have been like, oh, you said a bad word. Oh, you know?
No.
Much worse than that. What? Who did your illustrations in your book?
Does there were say? No illustrations.
No mine illustrations? Are done no by John Birmingham. Mine are beautifully done.
John Birmingham?
John Birmingham. Burning.
Birmingham.
Burning.
Okay.
Not, like not burning.
Okay.
Like burning ham.
Okay.
So my book is pretty special because Mariah bought it for me when she was in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's beautifully illustrated. Some colored and some black and white. But yeah, my book is really, really pretty and I really just love it. And, you know, like here's Toad and his house and.
That's cool.
I like your version so much better than mine.
Yeah, mine is this one. Well, you bought it for me. I had a different one, one that matched my Alice in Wonderland book, but I can't remember what the pictures were because. I gave because you bought me this, so I gave that one to Molly. Mm-hmm. So
the original
illustrator
was Ernest H. Shepherd,
who illustrated Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, who was Winnie the Pooh, which makes sense because they look style is the same. I mean, very very similar. Yeah. But I like his illustration of Toad as the washwoman.
Yeah.
Let me pass that around.
Yeah, let me see this.
It's so cute. Like that, great tattoo.
Oh. Let's see if I
That's
can.
Hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
I wish my book had illustrations because I think that,
didn't.
That would have helped me.
If you look on like the Wikipedia of The Wind in the Willows, there's three different illustrators. Because this guy, the Ernest H. Shepherd, was the original.
Yeah.
Then he was the 19... Well, he did 1931. Then there was Arthur Rackham, who was 1940. And then Charles Van Sandwick of 2007. So they
and
had
then my guy.
And then your guy. So there's been a lot of different...
But...
And I think that the... And I'm not... I don't know a whole lot, but the Arthur Rackham guy, if I'm saying his name right... I feel like his style wasn't the best. I feel like it was like a little too aggressive.
That's
great.
That's
cool. That's really cool. What page of on your book is that?
It's in chapter 9, so I don't know what.
Okay.
Because it'd be different. So,
yeah, this is, I like it, but he made the animals, the Arthur Rackham, made the animals look a little too realistic. In a way,
they're mean looking.
Well, it's just it looks a lot darker.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
A lot more. I think again, kind of a little more aggressive, which I'm not a huge fan of. For
no,
a children's the vibe book. Of, the vibe of the book. The vibe of the book was very not aggressive.
No. The zero parts of it, and so, you know, it's very just
all except for when Toad Hall got overturned by ferrets.
But
or
honestly,
whatever.
The whole time I was listening to it, it did not feel. Aggressive at all.
Okay.
You know, because they have their sticks, they're beating
each
other
swords
with.
And guns.
No,
or
I know.
Pistols.
But when they talk about how they went in there, they grabbed their sticks, and just the fact that there's like ferrets or whatever the hell they were with sticks fighting their way through to get into a mansion, you know, and then I don't know, it's so silly because of the animals.
Yeah.
And then it's Toad Hall, so there's a frog, or Toad, whatever, you know, with his, I don't know. In his clothes.
Yeah.
In his washerwoman. You know, the whole thing is just so silly that whole part I did not feel any like aggression.
Sure.
It just felt silly.
Yeah.
Like it felt like they were very intense about it, but like looking out, you're just like, oh, you guys.
Yeah.
Settle down.
There has to feel some sort of underlining suspension.
Right.
You know, if you're reading this to a child.
Right. Well, for a kid, they're great. Yeah.
But yeah, there needs to be that playfulness, silliness.
I think that's a good, like, battle, quote unquote, for a kid.
Yep.
Oh,
'cause it's 100%. So not serious.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought the whole thing was just so silly. Go ahead.
Nope, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I know Toad is supposed to be like, he's not like the villain, but he's not a good guy. Like, he's the narcissist or whatever. Yeah. He didn't feel bad about anything. But he was my favorite character because he was the only one that had, I felt like, any life in the book whatsoever. Like, the rest of them, I thought...
He had adventure.
Well, Badger, I think, you know, oh, so he's, like, the Annie of the book. So he's, like, the stable, you know, you come when you need help and all that kind of stuff, which is a good character to have. But, you know, and so then it's like, oh, Toad is, like, sees a car and it's like, oh, my God, I gotta have that.
Goes That's to prison.
That's what I want to read about. Yeah, goes to prison, escapes as a washerwoman. I love when the... when
tries to outsmart... another, like, husband and wife in a car,
and he does too. That's the thing.
Convinces to leave a horse, and then he turns around and sells that horse, so then he becomes rich again.
Stole the horse.
He stole the horse?
Yeah, from the barge woman.
And then he's you know, jumped off the train, and then when he's in the woods, and they're all the fox is making fun of him, dressed as the washerwoman. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't know that whole thing. Even though Toad's not a great person,
well, right,
I loved him as a character, and I wanted more of that. Give me more Toad.
Yeah,
there is more Toad.
Less Badger, I think. More Toad. Less Badger, more Toad.
Yeah,
well, because I think there's Frog and Toad are friends, and I think that's the same character. I think that's this Toad.
I think that's in the Little Prince. The Little Prince. But I'm not sure.
I remember seeing a book, and it was Frog and Toad are friends. And I thought it was like a knockoff of this book, but I might be wrong.
I mean, it's probably based on this because...
I remember a story, Frog and Toad are friends, when I was younger. Yeah. But I don't know if there is any relation to...
So I just Googled if it was. It is the same. It's based on him. So not the same
It's like author. Enchanted.
Yeah, not the same author, but it is based on him. So it is... theoretically the same Toad, just different author, different
viewpoint.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And one of the questions is, are Frog and Toad LGBTQ?
No, but Mole and Rat are.
For sure.
So what kind of notes did you have written down?
I didn't take not one note. Oh, you weren't looking at me, okay? I got looking at Ellen. Ellen, what notes do you have?
I said the relationships between all the animals are warm and honest. For an example, when Mole smells his home but Rat doesn't notice, so Mole continues on. That's showing selflessness, except for Mole then broke down. When Rat saw that, he apologized and turned back to find the home because it was important to Mole. So then there's a line that said that Rat made sure that Mole was not feeling any anxiety about having the field mice in his house for Christmas. You know, he didn't want Mole to feel bad about his home. And then how they stayed with Toad to get him over his addiction. You know, so
locked him in the room.
Yep. And how Badger, who didn't ever want to leave his house, you know, left his house all these times to help his friends in whatever chaos they had going on. I don't know. I liked it. I just thought it was a nice, easy story. It was not anything
stressful
or traumatic or deep or anything.
Did you like this book more than Alice in Wonderland?
100%.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked Alice in Wonderland more than this.
No, like, there are parts. There's this part that I kind of skimmed over when they found the little baby otter. And that's, you know, that was a whole thing with a mythical animal. You know, they had a kind of a religious or a spiritual moment there.
Yeah. I didn't really like that part.
I think I should go back and reread it because it was more, I think there's more to it than I.
Than you got the first time through. Yeah.
I think if I reread this whole book, I'd get a lot more out of it.
I don't know. Part of me wants to reread this whole book. And the fact that I listened to the first two chapters three times and still don't know what was going on. Like, I could not tell you how this book started.
Yeah. No, I couldn't either. The first, you even know this. Like, I struggled to get into it.
Same. I would turn it on. Okay. All right. Crack my knuckles. I'm going to do some dishes. I'm going to listen to this because that's usually how I listen to a lot of it because I just have to stand there and do dishes. Mm-hmm. And I had it playing all the way up in the bowl so I can hear it. And I'm listening to it and I'm going, oh my. And I just stand there like, I can't fucking, I'm not going to get through the dishes because of this book.
Yeah.
So then I'd be like, this. So I'd switch it to something else or a podcast or music or whatever. Cause it's like, mm-hmm. I can't get my task done listening to the book. Cause I want to fall asleep now.
Yeah. Saturday I sat down after I got home from work and I was like, I am trudging through this. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And I actually made a significant dent where I only had 2 chapters left.
Oh, nice.
So then on Sunday, mm-hmm. I did the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I was just yawning. I was like, I had to take social media breaks because I'm like, I'm falling asleep here. I need mm-hmm. to stay awake to finish this.
And yeah.
I think, one, illustrations would have helped me.
Yeah.
Two, if it wasn't a full-on... You know, all these words. I need
there's
some
so many
sort,
words in my book.
I need to like break it
but there
up.
Was no visual break on the page, essentially.
I need, yeah. Correct.
It was just top down.
Yeah.
And the book. There's a lot of words in here that I don't even know what they mean.
Sure. Did you look them up?
No.
Okay. Well, you're like, I had no time for that.
I had no time for
it's
that.
It's funny how we gave ourselves 2 months to read these books.
And I waited until the last freaking week to read this.
I had Same. Today, recording day, I had 26 minutes when yeah. I woke up that I had left on the book to read yet. And I gave myself 2 months. And I kept saying, I got time. I got
yep,
time.
It wasn't
I got time.
Actually 2 months.
It was enough time.
It was a month, actually.
It was enough time where I kept saying, I got time. I got time. I got time. And then it was like, week 3 days before and I got 6 hours left. Like
I actually God. Read them both at the same time.
Yep. Yeah.
So one was my
because you waited work. A little while first.
Well, because I didn't want to read Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
So I that became my work book and then this became my at home book.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So
I think if I tried reading this out loud, mm-hmm. I might have enjoyed it better than the voice that I was creating in my mind.
Sure.
Was just like very monotone.
Oh.
No excitement, no energy whatsoever.
Because that's how you felt in the...
Because that's how I felt reading it.
Yeah.
And that was so your mood. I was like, I was so looking forward to this.
So when you read a book and it is one that you're like, you're in it. You're like, I am in this book. Mm-hmm. Me and the book are one. It's a whole thing. We are one. Do you have... more exciting voices then?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, uh-huh. So they all become, it's much more exciting.
Yes.
So that is very much, that is how you feel about the book then?
Yes.
Is how you read it
how
in your
I
head.
Read it in my head, yeah. Okay,
interesting.
Yeah. Never thought about it now that you asked it.
Yeah.
You know?
So the monotone voice is just like, I fucking hate this.
Yeah.
It just won't end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Do you do the same thing?
I just want to get through it.
Which part?
Where if you're reading something that you're in this book and fully immersed in it and whatever your voice is or whatever it is that mm-hmm. you hear or see is much more mm-hmm. exciting.
Yeah.
Versus
something
except that you're bored.
Except for Alice in Wonderland, I didn't have any of those.
But you didn't like it, though.
I didn't.
Yeah, that's why. Okay.
But there's a lot going on there that yeah. you should have been able to...
But that's the thing. It's not you should be able to. It's your mood is pulling...
Yeah.
How you see it. It's driving how you see it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, to some
so
degree.
So if your
yeah.
mood is like, I hate this, you're like, I don't want to drive at all. I think I'll just sit here and park and take a nap.
Yeah.
Let's not see anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I just... I've never listened to a book that I couldn't get through the dishes. I've never put a book on where I couldn't... Like, I was like, I can't do the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't finish the dishes because this book is so boring. Of all the books we've listened to so far.
Yeah.
So, I'll never read it again.
No, I...
The illustrations, love. Of the
yeah,
ones that
your
I've
illustrations
looked,
man,
my
yeah,
book is really pretty.
Of the ones that I've looked at, even the guy that I didn't love his illustrations, still really good. Like, mm-hmm. very... I mean, it's something to look at. I love yeah. Toad. I don't ever want to listen to this kid. I would definitely want to read, like, Frog and Toad are Friends. I'd want to do... I would want to explore more Toad. Less everybody else.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
Why is it called The Wind in the Willows?
Because it means the willow, it's all about nature, mm-hmm. and the wind blowing through the willows is a calming sound, and it's, there's...
And they're supposed to be bedtime stories, I get that. Yeah.
So there's lots of, I mean... There's lots of things that you can find. Yeah.
You're right on, just less, but whatever. But it says, the willows are a symbol of the peace and tranquility of the beachfront, and the wind represents the ever-changing nature of life, which can bring both joy and anguish. The title thus invokes the book's central themes of fellowship, nature, and the passages of time, as well as its gentle lyrical tone.
Because normally the title of the book
hints at something.
Hints at something. Which it does. Or it says something at the very end. Like,
yeah, kind of ties the
title. These are the wind together. And the willows. Yeah. Or like ends with the or title.
These are the days of our lives. Say,
or the days of your life.
So I was waiting for that. No. And so I was like, I don't know why it's called this.
So the title more gives like a vibe instead of an actual...
Yeah,
true, like, meaning, I guess.
Yeah.
Or word-for-word meaning.
I mean, like, where the red fern grows, we didn't see that till the very last sentence.
Oh, yeah. But that was so good, though. That at the end was just like, oh, fuck. And then you're bawling.
Yeah.
Immediate bawling.
Yeah.
As much as I don't like to cry, like, I would read that book again.
Yeah.
Listen to it again, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I will cry at the same exact places.
Oh, 100%.
For sure. Yeah. Teddy went on a trip. With grandma driving down the driveway, crying, immediately crying. I'm like, he's going to be back. He's fine.
He's like off on summer camp.
I know. I miss him so much.
Yeah.
He caught a spider today.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Was doing flopping his little stupid feet, you know. God bless him.
Better pick up the pace when he's here.
I know.
Well, is there anything else?
Well, should we rate it? Or what would you buy it for? I'd buy it for...
Well,
I like how you immediately look at the back to see what you did pay for.
I did.
You need like a point of reference.
I spent $14 on this. I maybe would spend half that.
Maybe. It'd have to have some pictures on that
version.
On this version.
If you had pictures, do you think you'd spend that much again?
Yeah.
You'd spend $14 if you had pictures.
I would spend more if I had illustrations.
Sure. Okay. That's fair.
Like, I would have bought myself that version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you buy it for?
Well, Mariah played 21 euros for this one.
Can I see it when you're done? I want to see what it looks like.
Here, pass it. I would probably, if I could, that's a beautiful version.
It is.
I would like to see the shepherd one, just because I love the illustrations of Winnie the Pooh. I'd solidly pay that for that, whatever 21 euros is. Roughly a little bit more than $20.
Yep.
I'd for sure pay that.
I like the in this version, your Paris version, how they have some fully
colored
and some more just line drawing
and different paper.
Different paper.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I dig it. I think I still like the original guy, Winnie the Pooh guy.
Yeah, I'd really like to see that.
These are really cool. And I like this one is so... I love those colors. One. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On page... It doesn't have a page. doesn't have a page number. It's after 175, if anybody has this book. But that's really pretty.
Yeah. But, so...
Okay, you got a little flag in here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to read whatever that is?
I can. It was just something that I...
Yeah, you should read. Oh, yeah. I'm not hucking it across the room.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'd buy it. I spent $17 on it because I used a credit.
Yep.
I don't know if I wouldn't buy it. Like, if I had to purchase it and spend any amount of money, it'd be like, I don't know, a quarter. Max.
Sure.
Original book with illustrations. I don't know, $5.
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah.
That would be for the pictures, to take the pictures out of the book.
You and would, do something with you them. You would buy the book and then tear out the illustrations.
Yeah, and do something with them. But sure. Yeah, no, I don't ever want to read this book again.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, too, I'm super disappointed because I thought it was going to be...
It was your pick.
It was my pick.
Uh-huh.
One, it was my pick. Two, I thought it was going to be so good because in my head, I knew Toad was like a thing in the memes online and the I kind of vaguely remember a movie with him in it, kind of. So that's what I was hoping to get more of, and it was completely different.
Not what was delivered.
So I was disappointed, and I think that made it worse.
Sure.
If I had no expectation, it maybe would have been better.
Yep. And I think how it started off for you
was just like I immediately
listened
like,
it. Meow. Three times and still didn't understand what was going on.
Right. So,
because that kind of sets the
tone of the book tone is,
for the rest of your journey.
It does. So I think I had high expectations instead of no expectations, which I feel like no expectations is the better way to go about something, because then you can kind of just experience and not be disappointed or whatever.
So I think I would have liked this book better if Ellen had read it to me.
Oh, for sure. I would have liked it better if Ellen
read it. I would read it to you.
We could lay on the get some sleeping bags and lay on the floor and have Ellen read it to us.
Yeah.
And not off to sleep.
That sounds great. I was actually just looking to see, because this guy's illustrations remind me of Babar.
Who?
Babar the elephant.
Babar the elephant? What the fuck is Babar the elephant? Oh!
Babar.
I didn't know that was his name.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So.
Who? What's the name of the guy on that one again? I forgot. John something?
John Burningham.
Burningham. Okay.
So, because they look.
They look like that.
Similar to, like, especially in, like, this picture of Badger.
What's your little flag you got there? You got one.
I only have one in this book.
Is this a quote?
Yeah, it was when Mole is just leaving his house, and he's like done spring cleaning, and it says, and instead of having an uneasy conscience prickling him and whispering whitewash, he somehow could only feel how jolly it was to be the only idle dog among all these busy citizens. So he's going through the field. He's left his hole, and he's going through the field, and everybody's busy because it's spring cleaning time, and everybody's busy. He somehow could only feel how jolly it was to be the only idle dog among all these busy citizens. After all, the best part of a holiday is perhaps not so much to be resting yourself as to see all the other fellows busy working. And for me, I love being off on a day when everybody's working.
Same. It's my favorite.
So I like that just resonated with me. Yeah. So
I don't remember that quote from that book at all.
I don't imagine you would.
Yeah. I like that.
It's on page 2.
Oh, yeah. No, solely. Very much. We're past that. Gone. Yeah. So
it says page 8, but it's literally page 2.
The second page. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's The Wind in the Willows. Did we decide what we're doing next?
Well,
I'll do whatever. It doesn't matter. You guys
Ellen's
pick.
Got a couple options right there.
Oh, let's see what our options
that
are.
That she picked up.
Perfect. So you just got these?
Yes.
Okay.
I just bought these, but I've been looking at them for a while.
Yep.
Okay.
And one of them I have also looked at
for a while. So we'll save the really exciting one for last.
Okay.
So the first one is called The Lost Library by Rebecca Steed and Wendy Moss. So see if you can get it.
Okay. Let me.
I think that you probably can.
The Lost Library. Is this a newer book?
It is a newer book.
Okay.
I believe. Published in 2023.
Rebecca Steed?
Yes.
Yep. I can get that. It's 4 hours and 15 minutes. Add to wish list. Let's sample it real quick. It's only $5.77.
There was no point because they were gone. He pressed his eye to the small hole, looking to see that they had made it.
I don't hate that. I'm open. Okay, what's the other option?
And then the other one is called The Girl Who Drank the Moon by Kelly Barnhill. And you can get this one. I already looked on this one.
Sure can. 9 hours.
So it's a little bit longer.
Sure.
But.
Ooh, a young girl raised by a witch, a swamp monster, and a perfectly tiny dragon must unlock the dangerous magic buried deep inside her in this epic .. Yeah, that one. So we need two, right?
We need two.
Yeah.
So,
well, for sure the moon one. If you guys have a different one instead of that one, I'm cool. If it's that one, I'm cool with that too.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Let's do both.
We can do both.
We can do both.
And guess what? I have 2 credits.
Yeah.
Yay!
So, I mean, these are the ones. This one, I could save it for the podcast.
Save it for the podcast. But the next books will be The Girl Who Drank the Moon by
Kelly Barnhill.
And
The Lost Library by Rebecca Steed.
Okay, perfect. Those are our next books. So,
perfect.
And then we'll do some other 2 episodes of whatever the we want, because it's our podcast. That's right. We can do that. Yep. That should be on a shirt.
It's our podcast.
Do what you want.
Do what you want. Mm-hmm. It's our fucking podcast. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, with that, I think we are out.
Out. Done.
Wind in the Willows is in the bag.
Thank God.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And rate, review, subscribe, please, for the love of God. Also, Amanda, Catherine, do they listen on Spotify or are they Apple Podcasts? Like, how do you listen? Let us know how you listen, and also please rate us.
I don't know how Catherine listens, to be honest.
Mm-mm. I listen to all my podcasts on Apple Podcasts.
Same.
It just seems the easiest.
Mm-hmm. But then there's people feel like I listen to things on Spotify.
I have listened to Spotify, but then I get confused because it doesn't show up like it. So I just try to keep it all in one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know where I'm, mm-hmm. you know, what's the what.
Although,
the
deal is. I haven't listened to a podcast for a long time.
I just started listening to podcasts again when I started Wind in the Willows because I wanted something else to throw on. And I started listening to My Favorite Murder again, which was the original podcast. The whole idea for this.
Yeah. So funny story about My Favorite Murder.
Oh, God. Are they canceled?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But, go on. I don't know.
But one of Andy's coworkers, because he was saying, this has happened now since we ended Harry Potter and mm-hmm. before today. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in that time, they were talking. It was when I went and had lunch with Andy and his two work buds one day.
Yep.
And I said something because I had my phone, which has our name.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's that? And I go, that's my podcast. He's like, what? And Andy goes, oh, yeah, she's got... She has a podcast, and I said what it was. He's like, yeah. I go, you know, I listen to podcasts all the time, so I think he's a new listener.
Oh,
so
sweet.
I think he's on there.
Sweet.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Kevin. And he said I started listening to My Favorite Murder. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. he drives, I think, from the metro.
So he's
got a long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah. So that's... I just thought, like, and I go, oh.
You're like, I know that name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I like My Favorite Murder. Mm-hmm. I know, I think people have tried to cancel them several times.
I think he isn't listening anymore because all he wanted to listen to was the murder parts. Mm-hmm. And I think for him, mm-hmm. as, you know, of a different age mm-hmm. group, mm-hmm. When they started to share all their political things, which they can, and he's like, and he said it, mm-hmm. he's like, they can do whatever they want. It's their mm-hmm. podcast. He's like, but that's not why I was tuning into them. Mm-hmm. I like to listen to the murder ones.
Yeah, I think they've gone through ups and downs where it's less of that, more of that, less kind of thing with them. But you very much are aware of what they believe.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
And sure. And he didn't even say, he's like,
it's not that he disagreed or didn't agree. It's that he just didn't want to listen to that. He's like,
that's not why I...
That's fair.
If I wanted to listen to a political podcast, I would.
Yeah. Right?
I was listening to this for this.
He should listen. Kevin, if you're listening, and I'm sure you're well aware of their mini episodes, their mini-sodes, but those ones are just stories. And they used to be like... hometown murder. So like people would write in and be like, here's what happened growing up, or here's what happened in my hometown or college or whatever. But now it's just derailed completely into, tell me a story about your grandpa, tell me about this weird time, blah, blah, blah. So it's all these really weird stories, and they're all really funny. So, and they're like 30 minute episodes. Those ones are really fun now because it's completely changed to what it normally was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And occasionally there'll be like an actual murder one in there. But I think that's what people were trying to cancel them for, because they're like, these are people and you're messing with their lives and blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, the media's been doing that for centuries. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay for things to change.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
So, yeah. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. That is funny. So now Kevin's a listener. Ooh,
hopefully.
Ooh, Kevin.
Yeah.
Right in. I just want to name this episode Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin. Pay attention to this episode.
Well,
it was
really funny because Andy goes, as we started talking about this, he goes, well, that's just a podcast that just spins lies. Andy said that. And I said,
he won't participate.
I said, well, you've been given the opportunity. The invitation still is out there for you to come and tell your side of the story. And you choose not to. So
you mean the story of Andy wooing you for years?
Years.
Decades. Wooing you. Yeah. Trying so hard to woo you.
Bought his house when he knew that I moved in here. Mm-hmm. No, that part was a complete lie.
It's absolutely true. It's all true.
That's 100% a lie, because he moved in here with somebody.
Oh, yeah. But then he saw you and was like, hey, get out.
No, it wasn't quite that way.
I'm throwing my net over yonder.
He did, though, cast a net once the coast was clear.
He threw the net, caught you and just slowly reeled that in.
Yep.
And you're fighting the whole time to get out. And he's throwing woos on you. And
he's the wooer. He is definitely the wooer. And on that hill, I will die. Yep.
All right.
With that, I think we're out of here.
I think we're good. We're officially done.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.